Yo, today's QOD is, if you want the things on the higher shelf, you've got to stand on the books you read. Whew. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We got Jim Rohn on the show today. And let me tell you, today's quote is one of my favorite of all times. I mean, listen to this. If you want the things on the higher shelf, you've got to stand on the books you read. Like, that's incredible. I am shocked that I've never heard this one before in all my years of doing this. And what Jim's going to do today is share his personal story of hitting rock bottom. And when he was ready for his teacher appeared, his mentor, Earl Schoaf. And Jim is going to share so much wisdom, so much philosophy. There were so many different quotes that I could have taken from this one. But of course, I had to feature the one that was about books because I love books and I want more people to read books. But I encourage you to listen to this one multiple times because the quotes and the wisdom in here can literally be a life changer for you. Jim Rohn, he's coming up.
As you know my story, I met someone when I was 25 years old. His name was Earl Schoaf, who dropped into my life at an extraordinary time. So key phrase, timing has a lot to do with it. And who knows, part of the mystery of time, the timing. Part of the timing one I just had that experience that I've shared in other seminars when the Girl Scout knocked on my door and I walked to the door and she gave me the big pitch on the Girl Scout cookies, best organization in the world for girls, got several flavors, time to buy the cookies, only $2. And with a big smile, she very politely asked me to buy. No problem, I wanted to buy. Big problem, I didn't have $2 in my pocket. And I didn't want to tell her that. So I did what I thought was next best. I lied to her. And I said, hey, look, I've already bought plenty of Girl Scout cookies. We've still got plenty in the house we haven't eaten yet. She said, oh, that's wonderful. Thank you very much. And she leaves. When she leaves, I say to myself, I don't want to live like this anymore. I mean, how low can you get lying to a Girl Scout? I mean, that's low down. I told myself that day, this will never happen to me again. One of those experiences. It's called like life changing. I said, I'm going to search till I find better opportunities so my pocket won't be empty and the bank account won't be empty and I won't be so far behind on my promises to my family. And it was shortly after that, I meet Earl Schoaf, who taught me how to be wealthy, who taught me how to change my life. So who knows what the connection is, right? Someone says when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. You know, I don't know all the mystery of that. But anyway, it seems like some of those things uniquely happen. But it was Mr. Schoaf over a 5-year period before he died at age 49 who taught me some extraordinarily simple things. He only went to the 9th grade in school, never finished high school, never went to college, never went to university. So he put his ideas and his experiences in very simple language, which I think for me, you know, a kid from the farms of Idaho, that simplicity was so important. Because if it would have been technical, I'd have missed it. If it would have been mystic, I would have backed away. But it was just basic, blunt, ABC, familiar stuff that I hadn't thought of before. And he did start to remind me, and those ideas changed my life. Mr. Schoaf was the one when I said, you know, this is all they pay. He said, you've been working 6 years, Mr. Owen. How come you're not doing better? And I said, this is all the company pays. He says, well, that's not true. I said, no, this is my paycheck. This is all the company pays. He said, no, this is all the company pays you. I thought, that's a new way to look at it, right? He said, doesn't the company pay 2, 3, 4, 5 times this amount to other people? And I said, well, yes. He said, well, then this is not all the company pays. It's all they pay you. And if you qualified, wouldn't your income grow 2, 3, 4, 5 times? I said, I suppose. So he said, we don't have to work on the company. We have to work on you. See, that was the beginning of what he called the phrase personal development. I told him things cost too much. He said, no, you can't afford them. I thought, well, that's a new concept. I hadn't thought about that. You know, we put some of the valuable things on the high shelf, so you can't get to them until you qualify. If you want the things on the higher shelf, you got to stand on the books you read. Every book you read, you get to stand a little higher so you can get the things on the higher shelf. See, I learned those concepts. It was so incredible. And here was the most important one. Success is something you attract by the person you become. See, that phrase changed my life. Success is something you attract by the person you become. Success is not something you pursue. It's like chasing a butterfly, you can't quite catch it. Success is something you attract by becoming an attractive person. See, those were new concepts to me. I'm just working hard trying to make a living. Here's what he said to me. This changed my life. I got a chance to teach this in Moscow and across Russia, 3 visits, now the 4th. Here's what Shove taught me. Profits are better than wages. Nobody taught me that in high school. Nobody taught me that. I went to 1 year of college. Nobody taught me. Profits are better than wages. Wages make you a living. Profits make you a fortune. And how could you work on both a living and a fortune? He said, well, you could start part-time working on your fortune while you're working full-time on your living. I thought, wow. Now he said, it's fun to get up in the morning. Not just getting up, go to work to pay the rent, but to get up to go to work to make a fortune. First, to make a living for my family. Second, to make a fortune. And he taught me how to make both a living and a fortune. Guess what I did? I learned how to make both a living and a fortune. And I found out anybody could do it once they get the information. And at age 25, I started receiving this extraordinary information. Here's what he said. Your income is directly related to your philosophy, not to the economy. I thought, no one ever told me that. I kept hoping the economy would change. He said, no, your philosophy has to change. I assured him that I had my fingers crossed. He said, that won't help. Then what could I do to change my income and multiply it by 2, by 3, by 5, by 10, and then multiply it by 10 again? What could I do? And he started giving me the disciplines and the process of learning the skills to change my life. This was an extraordinary man. Those were extraordinary times for me, life-changing in every manner that you can imagine, but very simple ABC concept. Here's what I learned. Not to search for the exotic until you've discovered the basic. And those basic philosophies that he shared with me during that time were life-changing. And he called it personal development.
That was Jim Rohn. His website is jimrohn.com. You can check out today's entire talk on the YouTube. It is called Jim Rohn's Story. All right, my friend, pick up your QOD merch at QODmerch.com. Follow me on that Instagram and check out today's episode of Mindset Coach, my solo podcast on your favorite podcasting platform. I'm out. I will see you tomorrow for Throwback Thursday with Barbara DeAngelis. I'm out. Peace.